up, man?
How you doing today, sir?
Good.
You a U.S. citizen?
That's my business.
You've probably seen them before.
Sir, go ahead and pull over there. We're behind that other vehicle. If you do me a favor.
That's no thanks.
Internal border checkpoint refusals. Now a popular YouTube genre.
I don't want to hold up traffic. I want to freely travel down the road. May I do that?
Some are funny.
What's up, you an American citizen?
Are you a citizen?
Are you an American citizen?
Yes, sir.
Do you have an ID on you?
Some are hostile. And some, like the story we are about to tell you, result in weeks of jail time without a single charge being prosecuted.
Get out!
I was born in 1984, and back then it was like Soviet Union. I moved to US. I thought, you know, I'm gonna get all my rights, my freedoms, my liberty, you know, American dream.
Greg Rosenberg is a naturalized US citizen who immigrated to America 10 years ago from Armenia. Memories and family stories of Soviet rule in his country of origin infused him with strong political beliefs and a reverence for individual rights.
Today, I see a lot of similarities about the stories that my parents were telling me about the past. If you complained about the government, back then they were taking to Siberia. So you don't have a right here too, like to legally challenge the government.
So perhaps it's no surprise that Greg is a checkpoint protester. As a long-haul trucker, he has to drive through these all the time. After all, there are about 170 of them scattered across the United States.
Completely doesn't make any sense to have these interior checkpoints. If they are saying they want to protect, you know, the border, it should be on the border and not inside America, like violating our rights, freedom of movement.
Keep in mind, these checkpoints aren't on an actual border. They just have to be within 100 miles of one. Counting the northern border, southern border, and the coastlines, the ACLU estimates that roughly two-thirds of the nation's population lives within this 100-mile zone. Greg's ordeal began in the border town of Laredo, Texas. He and his friend pulled onto I-35 North at around midnight on September 26th in a truck carrying a load of Xerox machines destined for Fort Worth. But only 29 miles north of the border, they'd encounter the Laredo North Border Patrol Station, and Greg would undergo a checkpoint interrogation like he'd never experienced before.
The immigration officer asked us if we are U.S. citizens. The driver, my friend, he was cooperative. He was going to answer it, but I started to talk.
Greg says that Border Patrol took his cell phone and tried to delete all the footage of the encounter that he's describing. But he was able to use software to recover the last 2 minutes before his arrest.
I said to the immigration officer, excuse me, but we have a legal right not to answer your question.
You have a right to ask me question. I have a right not to answer your question.
So he went and he asked his supervisor. So the supervisor came in. He asked me to pull over the truck to the secondary lane. And because there was no probable cause, I refused to do so.
This is a U.S. Border Patrol checkpoint.
This is not the U.S.
I'm here to conduct an immigration inspection.
No, this is not the U.S. border.
Hey, listen up.
This is inside
the
United
States. Hey, I'm talking. All right? Are you listening?
Yeah, I'm listening.
All right.
And the supervisor said, hey, if you don't move the truck to the secondary lane, then I'm going to arrest you.
For impeding my duties.
What
you backing up?
Is this a border?
This is a border, man.
How come it's border? It's 30 miles inside the United States. This
under
is on the freeway.
Under Section 283A3 of the Immigration Nationality Act, the U.S. Supreme Court rules in U.S.
Did you read the Constitution?
Hey.
Did you read the Constitution?
Are you listening or not?
Did you read the Constitution?
Right. Step out.
No, for
step
what?
Step out. You've been arrested.
For what?
Get down.
They opened the door. They dragged me out. It was like six of them. Right after that video, when they dragged me out, I was saying, hey, I'm not resisting it, because they were handcuffing me and they were trying to hurt me. I didn't get it because I could never imagine challenging government's actions, talking about Constitution, you know, about your rights that could get you arrested.
This was only the beginning of Greg's nightmare. Border Patrol detained and continued to question Greg and his friend about their citizenship at the station. They were able to verify that he was a citizen using his ID. But Greg says they wanted something more.
Basically, he was saying, if I agree that I'm wrong, that I would never do it again, that I would apologize, you know, give up my rights, my values, so I would never come back again to the checkpoints. But I couldn't do it. Also, he's like, when we look at you, what do we think, where are you from originally? He's like, yeah, you see, after 9/11, that's why we are doing it.
We asked Border Patrol, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and the Southern District of Texas's U.S. Attorney's Office to give their account of events for this video. They all refused.
Most of them, they were just laughing, having fun of it, you know. They were applauding, like clapping their hands and like making fun of the situation, because I was saying, hey, you can't just arrest innocent people, you know, just because they talk about the Constitution or they want to exercise their rights. And it was funny for them.
According to Greg, it was after he declined to apologize for inconveniencing the border agents that the station chief booked him for impeding Border Patrol duties. This offense fell under a broad resisting, assaulting, or impeding arrest statute, a felony.
When I first got arrested, I asked to have a lawyer. I'm not going to give a statement. I saw my lawyer after 2 weeks.
On October 10th, a full 19 days after Border Patrol detained Greg along I-35, the government dropped its case and dismissed all charges.
The problem here is that the government drops charges because there is no case against Greg, because there is no evidence that he resisted arrest, because he didn't do that.
Prerna Lal is an immigration attorney representing Greg in a countersuit against the government.
The fact that he spent 19 days in jail is a violation of his rights. It's false imprisonment. That's actually, you know, a civil rights violation.
There's a particularly important moment in Greg's video, legally speaking. Remember this?
You have a right to ask me questions. I have a right not to answer your question. Go ahead.
The agent says this Supreme Court case, United States versus Martinez Fuerte, means it's reasonable for them to be there asking questions. Greg says they're allowed to ask the question, but he doesn't have to answer. The Supreme Court ruled that the Border Patrol's routine stopping of a vehicle at a permanent checkpoint located on a major highway away from the Mexican border for a brief questioning of the vehicle's occupants is consistent with the Fourth Amendment. But there's a catch. Checkpoint searches are constitutional only if justified by consent or probable cause to search. Any further detention must be based on consent or probable cause. They never stated any probable cause or documented it. And by simply dismissing the charges and walking away after imprisoning Greg for 19 days, the government essentially punted on the central legal question.
Obviously, there's a conflict here, whereby, yes, CBP can ask people about their citizenship status, but people don't have to answer, and that leads to a back and forth that you may have seen YouTube videos of across the internet, really. Most times people are let go.
Looking around my vehicle, I'm free to go.
Have a good day. Well, I mean, I have my theories about why people are differently. I mean, at least when I watched the video, Greg's a US citizen, but he's a naturalized US citizen, and he has an accent.
If you don't move, I'm gonna arrest you right now.
For what?
For impeding my duties.
What?
You're backing up.
Is this a border?
And I believe it played out this way because of racial profiling.
They might be arresting me for that in the beginning, but they probably would let me go if I just bow down, and, you know, because I said I'm a libertarian, I'm a principled person, I don't like government's actions, but I like you guys, I have no problem. They hated me for that. So they arrested me what I looked like, but they pressed the charges because of my beliefs.
Back up right now. We did not authorize you to leave. Back it up.
I have two young children, and I don't want them growing up in a country where they can be just arbitrarily seized by some random government agent and presumed to be guilty of something, and then be forced to, you know, just prove their innocence on demand.